You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hi.
Hi.
Guess who's back, baby?
We're a full house.
And I guess Kelly left.
Kelly's gone.
It looks like Kelly might have dropped internet or something.
Oh, man.
Is she I have the same internet. That's fine.
Oh, but
she'll be back.
Here we are live. It is family game night. It's been a hot minute. How's everyone doing? Welcome to Walt's Apartment Live. We are brought to you by TheDisInsider.com. Getaway today. Sunken City Designs. And where in the park? The theme park scavenger hunt game, right? That's what we're going to call it. It is family
experience.
Game. We have some fun.
I like that.
Some fun things planned. Thank you all again for running the show without me in my absence. I appreciate all of you. You guys are the best. And it's good. Things are going well. We have a full room here tonight as well. We got comments. Who are the comments say?
We have Jennifer saying hi, everyone.
Hello, Jennifer.
We have Jessica saying hi. Hi, Jessica. And we have Entertainer saying hi, everyone.
Entertainer's in the house.
Hi.
You know we got some good questions coming tonight if Entertainer's here. So we're going to have some fun.
Sure.
Let's go around the room, say hello to everyone. We have the birthday girl this week, the one, the only Kelly from Neverland Clubhouse Podcast. How are you, Kelly? Happy birthday.
I'm good. I'm completely frozen on
you. You are frozen, but you're still there. You're here.
Okay, I'm still here.
Yeah, let it go.
I don't know. This was working at extra magic hour. But it's not working anymore, so I'll figure it out. Hold on.
You're here in spirits. The spirit world is a crazy, mysterious thing, so we know you're here. So
we are. I'm here.
Absolutely. Then we have, let's see, who's next? Let's go. She's gone again. Courtney is the big sister of
I am. Yes.
Also Neverland Clubhouse Podcast. How are you, Courtney?
I am fantastic because we are part of the lucky ones that got tickets to D23 Expo.
We're going to talk about that. I want to hear your guys' experiences there because a lot of shit happened with that. Talk about those for just a few minutes. You know, if I'm running the show, we really don't have a plan. So we're just gonna run some stuff.
Well, we're
back at it. Here we go. Yeah. I am gonna say this. I missed Extra Magic Hour because I was at dinner with some friends and went to Red Robin. I've been like craving Red Robin for like 2 months.
Yeah,
what do you mean no? So my friends that we went to dinner, it was a great time. I was very excited to get the chili cheeseburger. Yeah, they don't have it anymore.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so Red Robin, if you're listening, can we work on that? Because I was really craving it. It was
hey, Sean. Good.
Hey, guess what? They still have it up here.
That's probably why I remember it.
I usually get the Whiskey River.
Yeah, I got the Royal Robin with the egg. So good.
Oh, that's so good.
So good. Anyway, it was a good time. Nice. So who else we got? We got Lewis from Sunken City Designs in the house. How you doing, brother?
I am doing pretty good. I am followed up with some of my jobs. I am now aggressively working on the exclusive print for Rogue Comic Con.
That's right. We're going to talk about that for a lot.
So I am tuned in, but I am also getting that print ready as we speak.
Okay. All right. So welcome. We appreciate you. Lewis, the creator of the Mad Tea Party, and imagine that, kicking ass, doing big things. So we appreciate that. Then we have, who's next? Who wants to be next? Let's go with the one, the only Blurred Hulk, David Van Hook. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good. I am so
you miss
glad.
Me?
I'm so glad your parole officer let you loose. So you can come do these shows with us.
I can come every other week now. So that's what'll happen. So
that's a nice here. Yeah. Well, look, I just want to say this real quick. Nobody needs to ever give anyone crap who puts pineapples on pizza if the fact there's that you guys eat eggs on your burgers. That's
exactly. David. Thank you, because I love pineapple on pizza.
I like both. I'm not going to lie. Pineapple
on pizza. Who puts eggs on their burgers?
So royalist.
I got that by accident at Red Robin a long time ago, and I was like, what the hell, there's egg
honestly,
in my
I think Red
I'm like
Robin
dude that is so good.
It was amazing, right? It was so good. Even I told the girl, I said, can you cut it in half? She goes, if I cut it half, it's gonna make a mess. I said, well, if I take a bite, it's gonna make a mess. So I'd rather have the mess happen now.
As Jen says, all of that is gross.
It's not
and
oh,
I
no.
Do
not. Oh, pizza no. is
pineapple on pizza.
Eggs on your burger. That's just wrong.
I will do pineapple.
David, have you had it?
No.
Okay, try it. It doesn't sound good.
Sean,
let
me just be honest.
My egg on your burger, the more Rogers the musical, you'll love them both.
I was thinking the same thing.
My 7-year-old nephew asked to have lunch at Red Robin this week, and I said, absolutely not. That shit is disgusting. So,
Red Robin, ignore what Sam said. We're trying to get a sponsorship for Red Robin.
I did not cuss at my 7-year-old nephew. I cussed at my 32-year-old sister who was asking on behalf of my nephew.
Yeah. Okay. We will never be sponsored by Red Robin.
Red Robin.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Peace out, Red Robin.
Maybe we can find some other things, other ways to get sponsors, do some different shows or something. That'd be cool. Let's talk about who do we got next year. We got Real Cast Fishing. Got to be a friend of Sam's. Got to be a Sam friend. This is also Fish Talk here on Walt's Apartment Live, from what I've heard. David. So David's here. Keith says all of it is great. You are correct, Keith. All of it is great. Even ketchup on tacos is good. So we've had that discussion before.
We've had that discussion before.
Yeah.
You crossed them. Yeah. No.
I just have to. I'm sorry. He had to leave for a second.
Ketchup is my salsa. I told you this before.
Oh my God, dude. That's.
Maybe
if you want ketchup, while you're going. I like Sam. Look at Jen said, I like Sam's Fish Talk friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got to be a Sam friend. Love it. You're a Sam friend. It's fine. Now you can be a Walt's partner.
There you go. We'll take listeners however we can get them. If we got to pimp them out from Sam's fishing TikTok.
You used to be able to fish at Disneyland back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah. It all comes around.
I actually have a friend who is an event coordinator for Walt Disney World, and he fishes on Walt Disney World property. Mm-hmm. And he's going to take me when I'm there next time. So.
I like how Kelly keeps popping in and out.
Kelly just comes in with Courtney.
Kelly, why don't you go sit next to your sister?
Because there's no room.
Well, because I'm saying it's not working. So
we have Joey from Disney Universe Podcast, Tiki Podcast, Fresh Hops Podcast, the new showrunner for Extra Magic Hour. How are you doing?
I don't know. I'm doing good. I got my soundboard back, so I'm happy to play around.
Oh my god!
Oh, hey.
Yay!
Joey's back.
No, glad to be here. Glad it's family night.
Wait, who did that? Who else has soundboards?
What was that? Can we not?
Now I feel left out. I gotta go get a soundboard.
No, David, there's enough of these shenanigans.
I gotta get soundboard.
So many shenanigans.
So many shenanigans.
Oh my god, I can't stand you guys.
Low key, that looks fun, so I gotta get one now.
Dude, I'll hook you up. I'll tell you where we got it.
Maybe they can sponsor the show. Who makes our soundboards?
Well, you know who's not gonna be sponsoring us is Red Robin. Thanks a lot, Sam.
You know what? It's not my fault they have shitty food.
No bottomless fries.
Stop saying that. It's good. You know,
she does not reflect the reviews of the whole podcast series.
Ella Bella says, hi, stopping by. Show some love you. Is she a Fisher person too?
Yes, she is.
Oh my God, it's just a fishing fanatic show.
Welcome, fishers.
Welcome, fishers and fishermen. Fisher ladies. What do you call a fisher lady?
Fish people. Welcome, fish people.
Fish humans.
We love you all.
Kelly's screen is just black now. Kelly, are you there?
Kelly, why don't you restart your computer?
Where it takes 15 minutes to get through
it's
the internet.
It's true, though. Red Robin is gross. Thank you, Carson.
Carson, I disagree, buddy. Red Robin's great. Anyway, they have the best fries. They have that tower of onion rings.
They've got so bottomless good. Fries. You can have bottomless. As many as you want.
She tried so many times. Give me more.
Well, then don't get a burger. I get the Whiskey River barbecue chicken wrap. It's
you
good.
Had me at Whiskey, Kelly.
Exactly.
And River.
Yeah. Risky. Yeah, the Whiskey and River.
What are you doing at River? You fish with all these fisher people over here. Anyway, we have our last guest was one of our three amazing sponsors. We have Kevin and Amanda from Where in the Park. Amanda and Kevin, whatever. From Where in the Park. Is it whereinthepark.com?
Yeah,
it is.
That works. Hey.
The theme park scavenger hunt game. How are you guys doing?
We're doing awesome. And I had to race out because I didn't realize that Joey was going to wear his sweatshirt. Like,
are we twinsies?
Hey, you match.
We are indeed twinsies.
We're twinsies.
Woo, yeah.
Oh, I removed them. I was trying to make them bigger. Wrong picture.
Oh, no.
Let's see again. See again.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. You guys could talk about that on the Kungaloosh Club. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. So I was wearing a different sweatshirt in.
We already talked about it.
I saw that Joey was wearing his, and I was like, wait a minute, we can be twinsies. So I raised
we didn't have the show didn't come out last week.
And it's Kungaloosh Cast.
The Kungaloosh Cast.
All right. Well, now that we're talking about it, the Kungaloosh Cast is our 10th and for now final podcast show for the. That's all we can fit on the sticker is 10 shows. So we're going to.
Hosted by Joey and Sam, the Kungaloosh Cast, which is going to be our Society of Explorers and Adventurers theme show. Was that the high end club? No, that would be Club 33. We're the opposite end. We are the chaos makers of Disney, who are constantly on adventurous exploration. And seems fitting because David literally, well, this David watched me while the other David was in my box on TikTok. And I was in a creek bed that like right before. I'm sorry, it's backwards for me. It's reversed for me. So This David was
David, yeah,
watching while the other David, Reel and Cast Fishing, was in my box on TikTok today, and I was climbing out of a creek bed, and he's like, aren't you supposed to be recording a podcast in half an hour? And I was like, yep, I'm climbing out of the creek bed right now.
What box?
So, adventure.
So, someone hacked my TikTok. That wasn't me.
Okay, Hulk, whatever.
All right. So, Lewis,
real quick, Jen, it's hopefully by the end of April for the first episode.
We are going to get our first episode out before we host at Rogue Comic Con.
Let's talk about Rogue Comic Con. May 4th.
About them.
5 weeks away.
By the way, just so you know, you forgot to introduce the podcast princess. Just saying.
The whole show's been about you and all your.
You're rusty, man.
I apologize. I am.
Wait, did you even. You forget Luniversal there?
Oh, yeah, he's just.
Been a while.
Sam, she's here, the podcast princess, the one, the only. The bacon to my eggs. I don't know. I mean, what else can we say here? The
you didn't say eggs to my burger.
The eggs to my burger from Red Robin.
The sugar to your churro.
Can I be the ketchup to your fries?
That's a good one.
That sounds dirty.
There's nothing wrong with it. So check this out. You have the taco shell.
You don't put ketchup on a taco.
We've discussed this. Is it like Jack in the Box tacos? Because that can work.
The chowder to your bread bowl.
There we go.
Okay. So you take the shell. You open the shell. Put like just one little line of ketchup.
You're doing too much already.
No, then you put in the taco.
Then all
I
your
don't
taco.
Want ketchup in my taco. I don't want ketchup in my lettuce. Ew.
It doesn't make it to your mouse.
Do you guys like salsa? Does anyone here like salsa?
You're not like ketchup is salsa.
Salsa, just because they're
it's
both
a very
tomato.
Weak salsa, David. That's all
just
it is.
Just
because
they're both tomato based.
Is salt and pepper spicy to you? Like,
No. Thank you, Jennifer. What's wrong with you?
A lot. We already know that there's a lot wrong with me. We already know that.
This is how hot sauce is supposed to go.
You just have that readily available, or
that's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. So Rogue Comic Con.
Yeah, Rogue Comic Con is coming soon, but
it is.
Oh yeah, what's happening with Rogue Comic Con?
Now that we're talking about hot stuff, I just have to do it.
Thunderbolt Ross news coming out. It only makes sense. So I saw this on the Disney Insider. I don't know how true it was. I believe it was rumored. But Edward Norton, for those of you guys that have not seen She-Hulk Season Finale, mild spoiler. But apparently Edward Norton almost made the entrance into the She-Hulk show.
Immediate regret.
You all right?
No.
I told you you're not all right. Drink some freaking milk.
Eat the other half.
Yeah, that was
no.
Oh, those my that was yeah, a highly regrettable. I do not recommend anybody do that.
Yeah, the one chip challenge. All right. So you guys are probably thinking, God, it's been nice. Sean's been gone and the show's been organized and shit. And now like he's got no fucking plan. So what are we gonna do? So we're gonna have some fun. Let's talk about I love chips and salsa. Awesome. Me too.
That's good, but not on a taco.
Ketchup is not salsa.
It's ketchup in my eyes, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Yes. Not salsa.
And that's coming from a person who doesn't like things touching. And I don't like ketchup on my lettuce. What? No.
There's
it's underneath the meat.
A touch of sugar in ketchup.
Lettuce on their tacos.
Everybody.
Cilantro. Really and onion.
That's three tacos.
Wait, I know Indiana is not telling people on the West Coast how to eat tacos. We are literally next door neighbors to Mexico. Like,
sir, my grandfather is from Jalisco, Guadalajara.
Okay, Canadian. Okay.
You're talking about street tacos. They're talking about Americanized tacos.
Yes. And there's
Taco Bell style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're really going to talk some Disney stuff. Now, I mean, it's been 19
we've talked
minutes.
Burgers, eggs, tacos. Yeah.
Lewis hasn't said one word, so I mean,
Lewis is busy over there working. That is concerning that Lewis hasn't exactly. had anything.
I'm actually afraid that Lewis haven't spoke this whole time. He's about to drop some weird
grenade. Okay,
he agrees with me that ketchup on tacos is amazing, right, Lewis?
No,
absolutely not. Thank you. Yeah,
bring on the taco then.
Hey, between ketchup as your hot sauce and everyone talking about the Caucasian tacos with lettuce, I'm out.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's a nacho?
I should have taken
it. It's a nacho and a taco. Nacho taco.
No.
New
nothing like the double decker taco from Taco Bell. Got the
recipe.
Got the flour tortilla.
Then you
got
Taco Bell. I'll give you that. Taco Bell's good, but that's not tacos. That's just. I don't think you're allowed to eat at Taco Bell if you're over 40.
It's
anymore.
Americanized tacos.
Real ketchup on tacos. This ain't no French fry.
Oh, that's what right? It, you know, exactly. That's fair.
Nobody agrees with you, Sean. Ketchup doesn't belong.
I can get rid of all of you. It's no problem. It'll just be the Sean show.
Okay. Good luck. Let's find out. Hang on. No, let's find out real quick. Go ahead. Do this with.
Hi everyone. Hope you're all having Hello everyone. Welcome to Walt's Apartment Live, starring just me. Everyone else is gone because they don't agree with me, and that's fine. So let's talk Disney. D23 had some tickets go on sale these past couple. Hey Joey, you had to come back because you guys knew that I could do. I showed you I could do it without you, and you're all okay. Fine.
Yeah, right, that's why the only comment is from Jennifer saying I'm only here for Sam.
Joey.
Okay,
all right, so anyway, let's really talk about some stuff.
No,
here.
But we need to talk about this.
Let's talk about D23. D23 is coming up in August, Joey's birthday weekend. It's going to be a good time. Some of the people in here got here for Sam. Ha ha, I can't spell. You're only here for Sam?
That's what she said.
Are you surprised? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I like Florida too.
Yeah.
We love Florida.
Hey, that's not what you said last show.
No, that's not even what you said last show.
Hey, anyway, yeah, so let's talk about D23. Joey, Courtney, Kelly, Kevin, yeah. Amanda, you guys all got tickets, right?
Yes, we did. We did.
Was it a shit show as usual?
It was. Worse. It was stressful. Yes. And the shit show is still ongoing.
That's what I saw today. It's so crazy.
There's one more day. So
they've done pre-sale, right? For the gold member, right?
Yeah, yes. The pre-sale the gold member got
pre-sale.
That was yesterday.
The pre-sale was
today. And then the Visa card members got a pre-sale today. And it was Wednesday. It doesn't have to be a Disney Visa card. It could be any Visa card in your wallet you were able to. Oh,
that's nice.
To get
it's not just the Chase one, the yeah, Disney card.
No. It's nice. Any Visa card that you have on hand, then you could have gotten into the pre-sale today.
But don't go and try to get tickets card. Now because they're
already sold out, right? Yeah.
Well, the queue is closed.
So now, when are the next ones? This weekend?
No, tomorrow is the one when it opens for everybody.
And that's just for the general public, right?
You do have to be at least a free D23 member to get tickets. So you have to have an account.
We'll come back
Tyler
to Rogue Comic Con in a second.
So pumped for Rogue Comic Con. See my peeps. We'll be back there in a second, Tyler. But yes.
We are too. We got some pretty cool things that I've been working on some stuff. I'll tell you guys about it here in a second. But so the process, you guys got in pretty quickly from in the chat, right?
We were very lucky. And our
friend we got very
from, lucky. Sarah from Skywalking Through Neverland, her computer was really fast. And our little green man was running. And then she got in there and she couldn't click on anything. She couldn't click on anything. She called me and Cordy and our friend Bryn and she was like, I can't click on anything. I don't know what to do. And she logged out and logged back in and tried to do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Not of the D23 site, but like of the Disneyland site on a different browser. Because she had to, she's not a gold member. We were using mine and Kelly's accounts because we have a duo membership. So she was logged in as Kelly and she made sure she was logged in the Disneyland page as Kelly as well. And then it started working. I don't know how that correlated.
I think
but
people said that they just refreshed and then the buttons popped up. But so she finally got into the where you could choose your tickets. And we wanted the 3-day pass with the Honda Center seats. And
the cheapest price.
And she got in with that. But there was like seats popping up, then going away.
Well, at first it said it was completely sold out because there was a technical glitch going on between like 12, like 15 to like 1:30-ish. Like it
which
was,
is exactly when we got in.
Almost. Exactly. We got in like after 12:45. So like it said that everything was sold out and then like craziness ensued and like things would pop up and then they would disappear and then like they'd be there. And then when she would click on it, it would just be gone. So like people were either grabbing stuff, you know, from underneath her or something, or the technical glitch was being worked on. Luckily we got 7 seats to kind of in the same area. So because
we have 7 seats in the same row, but we don't have them right next to each other. I think we have a gap of like 4 seats in between us.
Yeah. So there's 5 of us together and then there's 2 separate.
But what I did see and hear today is that people that were getting like 1-day tickets with the Honda Center were getting more seat available options
than
people that were buying the 3-day tickets. And if you choose, it wasn't even giving you the best available to choose because there wasn't enough seats together to choose the best available. Like we were trying to get 7 tickets.
Right.
And there wasn't 7 seats available together. So what Sarah had to do was go in and choose the seats individually. And she chose like 3 seats and then 4 seats. And so then
she was just
trying
everything.
Yeah, then it led her add to cart and she checked out. And she checked out with 10 seconds left on our 15 minutes that we had to check out.
Yeah. And it was hard.
You don't have to say if you don't want to. What was the range ticket you guys got? Did you guys get the
We got the 297.
And that's
but
for
I
3
think
days.
We might have been the last one.
3 days, right?
We were going all 3 days.
That was all 3 days with the Honda Center tickets.
And that gets you in all the presentations.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. We're just
even if you don't want
in
to go.
The nosebleeds. We're up
the
in the
showcase
nosebleeds.
Presentations.
So, well, like, and the Marvel ACC, panel, the Parks panel. You don't have to go sit and wait at 4 o'clock in the morning. You have a seat to sit in. That's kind of
correct.
Cool.
And there's going to be no standby.
Plenty of times.
So. There's going to be no standby anyway, so nobody can wait in line.
That's not bad for $300, honestly. And you can go to the convention.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And see any panel and do anything we want at a convention.
Yeah. Okay.
And Kevin and Amanda, how are you guys' experience?
Yeah.
Ours was just as bad. I think we got in probably like 20 minutes after they did. So by the time I got in, like, I didn't know where the divide was for the lower and the upper 400 section. That's where the 297 turns into 447.
Oh, Jesus.
So we ended up getting the more expensive lower end of the seats, I guess.
Yeah, you guys are going to be closer a little bit. Yeah. You're going to be closer.
I mean, we're rookie, so that's not bad.
But like I said, we were just at the Honda Center for a concert, and there's not a bad seat at the Honda Center.
It's really not.
I was ready to buy the cheaper seats. Just they weren't available.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a really good venue, actually. I went to the second Ducks game ever there. It's a really cool venue. Because the way everything's angled, you're like basically on top of everything. So
There's going to be huge screens. So
yeah, for sure.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
It's kind of smart on Disney what they did as well by putting like the Legends thing on Sunday night to make people stay the whole weekend.
Yeah,
you're going to want to see Ryan Seacrest. You're gonna,
that's what I'm there for.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. See, Christmas keeping everyone there.
In the past, people leave like mid Sunday because there's just nothing going on. Yeah. Sometimes. I mean, we didn't, but some people do.
Yeah, I did.
Because the panels were at the beginning.
They're in the morning.
Day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The main ones.
So, cool. So, that'll be, we all won't be there, but it's going to be fun. So, I know we'll be represented there by you guys, being able to take some video and stuff. Everything will be online, and it'll be a good time.
So are we.
I'll be taking Monday off.
Because Expo weekend is a very long and exhausting weekend.
Entertainer says, I wish that Tom Hanks would be given his Legend Award. Yeah, I agree with
There's nothing in saying that Disney hasn't offered it to him. I mean, they can turn it down. So
we have talked about that on Extra Magic Hour, where it could be that he's turned it down because he doesn't feel that he's earned it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or others before him do.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
Joe Brody got, so that's cool.
Yes. John Williams.
We're covering all the bases on all of our shows. Yeah. So if you want to hear the Joe Rohde conversation, we had it on Imagine That.
We have a Miley Cyrus concert fan probably.
And people were giving Miley Cyrus crap. I think Miley Cyrus deserves to be a legend.
She was
Hannah Montana for years.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, let's be real.
But also she's not the best role model for children now, so it's kind of weird.
Because Robert Downey Jr. wasn't either, but look at him now.
He wasn't, but that's the thing, is like he got better, she got worse.
She's gotten better. She's on her upswing now.
She is starting to get better, but right now I would not say she's the epitome of a role model.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like Kelly was saying, like Hannah Montana laid the groundwork for so much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She smoked all the time.
She has that raspy.
You know, she was like dating a hobo too, or something. Not that that matters.
There's the thing with her mom marrying her little sister's ex-boyfriend. So you know, yeah. I mean, the whole family's kind of.
But that's
like
not her fault.
Weird,
yeah, it is.
That's not her
and
fault.
I mean, it's not her fault.
No,
but
no.
Also, when I think of a Disney legend, I think of somebody that I would want to be a role model. Like I would never want to see. I'm sorry, Lewis. I would never want to see John Lasseter become a Disney role, like a Disney legend. Ever, ever, I would throw up in my mouth and probably disown Disney if they made him
that's
a legend.
Fair. I mean, that's different than Miley Cyrus, though. So
yeah, that would be like, Nickelodeon already did that.
No, Nickelodeon, those poor bastards.
No, well, we're not even going to go. Well, I was going to say it would be like Dan Schneider getting one, but he already got a Lifetime Achievement from the Kids' Choice Awards. So Nickelodeon already did that.
I watched that whole thing in one day. That was absolutely insane.
There's a different level. Definitely.
And they're about to take that away from
Nickelodeon. Like, to be completely honest. But I wish they would have waited. Miley Cyrus is going to be around for at least another decade. I mean,
that's
who knows with all the things she's put in her system, how long she's going to be around, to be completely honest.
Put up Tyler's comment.
She sounds like a 65-year-old chain smoker and her tire at the Grammys. That.
I mean, Miley Cyrus has always had a raspy voice, though.
And it's not her voice.
She sounds like a battle droid, Roger.
The fact that when I think of a Disney legend, I want to be proud of the person that they currently are while they're being inducted. And she's got some space to grow in that area. So I wish they would have waited a decade to make sure that she can
keep herself on the upward. Is she a legend?
Oh, no, she's not. No. But the thing is Hannah Montana, yes, it was only on for 4 seasons, but that's the way that Disney did their shows. So the only show that's ran longer is Raven's. That's a Raven. Yeah, and some of the animated shows have gone a little bit longer, but a lot of their live actions, it was Disney's like 65 episodes and then you're out. So like, that's not her fault.
Christy Carlson Romano was another fantastic one. And Hilary Duff, Duff has done a lot more than Christy Carlson Romano post Disney. But
I say give Hilary Duff. I mean, damn.
I would love to get it before her. I mean, who's to say they haven't offered it to Hillary?
And honestly, to see Christy Carlson Romano and Hillary Duff together in Cadet Kelly was honestly one of my favorite movies.
Well, yeah, I know Cadet Kelly. But honestly, I don't think Disney would offer it to Christy Carlson Romano right now because of the way that she talks on her podcasts. So,
but look at Miley Cyrus.
I'm not saying that she like cusses and all that and it's bad. I'm just saying that she spills a lot of tea about what Disney was like back then. And also she talks not in the best light of Disney right now. So I don't think they're going to
offer it. Maybe that's what Miley should be doing. Honestly, the things that Disney as a corporation in the film industry and her family being allowed to do through Disney and Disney not putting boundaries on what kids are allowed to do kind of produced the adult that she became into and the teen that she became into, because there's not limits that are placed on these childhood stars and they're not given boundaries and they're not taught what is right and what is wrong.
Are you going to blame Disney for that?
Well, I would say it's not just Disney about because it, the Nickelodeon.
I'm blaming her agent who was through Disney.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't blame the parents.
I for sure
blame her parents.
Are not protected.
Oh yeah.
They're not as protected.
Her agent should have been telling her parents, "This is wrong, and we're not going to allow you to impose this on your child because this is wrong."
It's where the industry was at the time.
Exactly.
If you watch that quiet on set, the parents were her just
burn it down.
I was so pumped, I was baiting you
to get you to say something else.
But I'm saying, if you watch it right on set, the parents were equally upset and didn't want to make waves on set for their kids, so that's why they kept quiet too.
And that's horrible. But as far as Miley Cyrus goes, do I personally believe that she deserves to be a Disney?
Her dad was on set with her, so the entire time her dad was.
And he was part of the show. He was her dad on the show. So I do not think she deserves to be a Disney legend at this point in time. I wish they would have waited a decade or so to make sure that she keeps herself on her upward slope.
They waited forever for John Williams, poor guy.
Well, that's my thing. It's like, wait, she's still super young. Isn't she like the youngest?
She's the youngest.
She has right now who she is as
let's be kind of honest. Let's be honest though of why these people that are getting this are really getting it. I mean, these are pretty big names that are getting this, and this is like their marquee event, their marquee. And maybe jump, but good music. It's great music. You have Ryan Seacrest hosting the Legends Award. You know, who hosted last time? Bob Chapek. I mean, it's obviously this is like the crowning jewel.
Seacrest has gone after
of the
year. Well, you're wanting to fire Ryan Seacrest or something.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest.
Here's the thing. Harrison Ford. Ryan Seacrest is not listed as someone who's earning a legend.
He's a host, but
that's the thing. He's gonna. So, as Courtney mentioned on one of our last Extra Magic Hours, they typically have someone host, or every few years they'll have someone host who's going to be a surprise Disney legend. Do I think Ryan Seacrest has earned it? I mean, I would give it to him hell of a lot more than I would Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And David brought it up, I would give it to Lindsay Lohan. I think she's deserved it.
Jamie Lee Curtis is getting it. Why not Lindsay Lohan?
And she's done more Disney.
Yeah. Herbie, Jamie Lee.
Isn't she coming back for the reboot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
I bet you anything Lindsay shows up to Hillary give it
Duff,
to Jamie.
Honestly, Hillary Duff did not go down the route of Miley Cyrus and Lindsay Lohan, and she did a hell of a lot better than both of them. And
true,
socially,
but she distanced herself from Lizzie McGuire a hell of a lot more than they did.
She ran from
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, she did.
She didn't want to do the movie. She didn't want to do any sequels.
Yeah, she embraced her private citizenship. So that's,
Real and Cast Fishing said, question. What's y'all's dream Disney legend? We just talked about this on Extra Magic Hour. Mine was Joe Rohde, who just got inducted. Like, he's about to be inducted at D23, the legend ceremony. So Joe Rohde was mine.
I've been saying John Williams since last D23.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
John Williams.
Yeah.
John Williams and of course, everyone's going to say Harrison Ford too, which deserving. Yeah. But and I say it's Frank Oz.
Frank Oz deserves
another good one.
So the CEOs can't be legends, right?
Anybody who's contributed to the Walt Disney.
Bob Iger is. Tim Henson is, and he was CEO of Muppet Studios.
But Bob Iger, right? Isn't?
No, he's not.
Not yet.
Do they give legends to people who pass?
Walt and Roy are both legends.
Walt and Roy.
Are they?
Yeah. They have.
Michael Eisner, I think you. I think. Should,
probably.
What'd you ask, Dave?
If you pass away, can you get a legend?
Yeah, there's Ditko. He's a legend this year.
Okay. Yeah, you can get it posthumously. Like, you can be dead.
That's the word I was trying to find. Yeah,
posthumously. Well, Chadwick got it last time.
Yeah. Which honestly,
Jack Kirby got it when Stan Lee got it.
Honestly, I didn't think he really deserved it at that time, but unfortunately, he passed away. So,
and I
think Angela Bassett's getting it this year. Right. Angela Bassett,
she is. But as far as Chadwick Boseman, like Chadwick Boseman had a huge presence beyond the movies that he was in. Like, he fought for social justice, like reform. He had a huge influence in tons of communities that did so much good. And the way that he was the public speaking that he did, and the way that he represented himself as the Black Panther outside of MCU, I think is what made him huge. He was a beautiful representative for the
Miley Cyrus also has a charity. She has like the Happy Hippie Foundation.
But she's also like coming in like a wrecking ball. Let me ask this.
I'm just saying that I think it was too early for Chadwick, but because he passed away, obviously he deserved it.
The fact that he literally fought through cancer filming the last film,
this right here.
But he could have avoided that.
That's Miley Cyrus right there and Carrie Fisher. So if she,
Fisher received it shortly after she had. Do y'all think? Yes, I think Carrie.
You lived a harder life than Miley Cyrus.
Oh, way harder.
But let me say this.
Debbie Reynolds should be one too.
I'm saying this as a daughter, or as a mom of a young daughter. I do not want my daughter looking at Miley Cyrus as a legend, not who she is right now, not who she has been for the last 10 years. Maybe in 10 years she'll make a difference. But I don't want my daughter looking up to Miley Cyrus. I don't want my daughter being like, oh, Disney is celebrating her, so she must be a good person. Well, she may be a good person deep down in her center, but what she portrays is not.
No, I agree.
Can we?
I didn't
Sean
like
Williams
persona.
Says,
I didn't like her persona through the Bangers tour at all. So, like, I totally agree with that.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, that ship has sailed. I mean, anyone can go through the legends and pick them apart far as who's a reputable, deserving, based on some litmus tests and stuff. So the truth is, I don't really care. I think on who they've given it to. And if your character is good now and you're doing good things now or something, you should be qualified. But I don't know how they do
it. But honestly, her Happy Hippie Foundation is not doing a whole lot right now for the Disney community.
Because nobody likes hippies.
I like hippies. Okay.
Hmm? If I can change, you can change.
We all can change.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying give her 10 years. Give her 10 years before
she's coming off as the rest. Like, if she dies, she dies.
I'm just saying.
Honestly, that's how I feel.
But she changed the course of Disney Channel.
Wait,
she did. But also, right now, she's not a positive role model for.
Gotta raise your hand, I guess, Amanda.
Oh, we haven't got a where in the park game yet.
Yeah, Amanda. Kevin and Amanda, hi.
I had a question. Can you elaborate on the details of Rogue City Comic Con?
No, it's just Rogue Comic Con at this point.
Okay, just wanted to clarify. So it's Rogue Comic Con.
Rogue Comic Con.
When is that? Where
May
is that?
May 4th. May the 4th be
May
with
4th.
You. Yes,
May
the 4th. Yes, in Medford,
Oregon. In Rogue City.
Where's Rogue City at? You all.
Medford, well, there is no Rogue City, but there is Medford, a Rogue Oregon. Valley in beautiful Southern Oregon here. I mean, I tell you folks, this place is amazing. It looks like a postcard when you, especially if you go by Ashland, Oregon. I'm pretty sure it was on postcards for people's Christmas stockings there, but this place is super green. It's like in 8K high definition. It's amazing. You're surrounded by mountains. There's a small city. There's plenty of things to do. You can cosplay. You can come out. You can have amazing fun. We have some really cool surprise guests. We have Kevin Van Hook, namesake. We might be related, who's the creator of Bloodshot, another comic book hero who Vin Diesel played on the big screen. He did zombies for DC, Batman and Superman. We have a lot to come here. And plus, we have the WAP tribe, I'm saying tribe, that is going to be there hosting this big event. We are the main feature. I don't care what anyone say, but it's
right.
Going to be us. So
I'm excited your cousin's coming, but we're going to be there.
But wait, you forgot to announce the other, like,
what did I forget?
The podcast princess.
You're part of us.
She's specifically coming out to California for this.
Two words.
Exactly.
Fred Meyer.
Fred Meyer.
My God.
I'm so excited to go back to Fred Meyer, man. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
It's just a glorified Walmart. That's all it is.
Yes. Exactly.
It's a clean, organized.
It'll be our first time to Oregon, so I have no idea.
I've never been to Oregon, so we can hold hands and skip through Oregon.
Ladies, yeah. Shopping with no sales tax.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, yeah, that's
very different than Illinois.
The price is the price here. I mean, you literally have no sales tax. You can buy a car here, and that's the price. There's no tax in.
Well, I wish I knew a shady car dealer that used to. Actually, the shady car dealer over here, he actually helped me buy my car in Indiana, which is crazy.
I now work for Kia, which is nice. So.
Oh, okay.
That's not really that nice.
Man, I want to tell you, right? Those things are.
Dude, let me tell you, they are. Oof. Oh, man, they're nice. Anyway, Hyundai owns Kia, Sam. That's why you mentioned Hyundai. So, but yeah.
I did.
Yes,
I do.
Yes, Joey. Hyundai. That's how we'll start doing this. You can raise your hand. Yes, Joey in the middle.
Joey in the middle. Yes, me? Joey.
You have your hand up.
Yes. do we have a fun We're in the Park game?
We have
a family game night?
Can we finish the Rogue Comic Con? Because we haven't touched on it. We only have a month left for this. We will come to Where in the Park, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Just Where in the Park?
We just missed for this Comic Con. Is it indoors or
outdoors?
So, here's the thing. Right now, if you're a listener and you're a fan, you can come to Rogue Comic Con for free.
Free.
I mean, everyone can get in for free.
There's no better discount than free, folks.
And meet us for $5.
Yeah, we're giving you 100% discount. It's free, 100%. Free admission. It's outdoor, so you get the beautiful Oregon sun, West Coast. For those who
awesome. Okay, I'm going to stop you there for a second.
Snow and stuff. It's amazing.
It is Oregon. It could be raining. It could be snowing at the same time. It could be sunny and raining.
I am well equipped.
Happens all the time.
That's within an hour too.
It's a little bit hard to come up with a good cosplay or Disney bound.
Can you tell me how to pack, David, the weekend?
Where bring everything you have because you just don't know.
So you need to pack for rapid snow, rain. Overheat.
Bye, Lewis.
And fog.
Wait,
so
you want to know how I? You want to know how I?
It changes every 15 minutes, but you always wear shorts no matter what.
Right.
I wear leggings and hoodie for all of that weather.
If you're Sam, you just wear waders and a sweatshirt, and you're good.
I mean, if it rains here, you'll
be fine.
You're in
you need these
shorts and a hoodie. Yeah.
Sunny,
I mean,
not sunny. Sunny.
Exactly. Yeah,
sunny.
That's gonna be a good time, honestly. On the 7th of April, Vanessa Pierce, who is the head of what to do in Southern Oregon, who was also putting on Rogue Comic Con. She's the head of the whole thing. Will be on our live show with us. And We're going to talk about that, all the stuff.
Great opportunity so she can fall in love with me. It's fine.
Yes, that's why we did it, honestly. Just to make sure that she can meet you and approve basically you doing everything.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Oh, wait. When is she going to be on?
April 7th.
April 7th.
Yeah. And then
you guys Wednesday. Will be on a boat.
Yeah, we'll be on a Wednesday. Boat. Yeah, we're going to be on a boat.
Is it a Wednesday?
That's not a Wednesday.
No, Wednesdays is the 3rd and the 10th.
A 10th, I'm sorry.
To be fair, a couple days before Comic-Con, I will be on a boat with Rail and Cast Fishing. Yeah. And
nice.
We'll be on a cruise boat. We'll be No. The 10th will be on our way back.
The 10th is a Wednesday night. I know that for a fact. The 10th is next time I'll be on as well. So we'll have She's going to be on. She's going to tell us all about everything coming up. There's literally 100 vendors. They have signed up for this thing. Like David said, we are hosting it. 10 of this 15, 16 hosts that we have for this show will be there for Rogue Comic Con. We will have myself, Sam, David, Joey, Kelly, Courtney, Lewis, Jade, and Amber from.
Yes.
From
Knights of the Rogue Republic.
And Nicole will be there from Coffee with Cole as well. So 10 of us will be there hosting. We're going to host the there's a cosplay contest. We'll be announcing all of the
main stage,
main stage, everything going on. You're going to hear our voice all day long. We have a tent for us, and we also have a booth for Lewis's Sunken City Designs right next to ours. So if you want some badass freaking art, you definitely need to. We've really done nothing on this show, and that's totally fine. But it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really excited for it. Lewis will be donating some art. We're gonna have raffles to give away there.
Cool prizes.
We're gonna have some cool stuff. He's gonna donate some art. Kevin and Amanda have graciously decided to donate some of their game packs that we're gonna give away. So if you are there, you can come up and you can be. If you don't follow our shows and our sponsors,
just be
you have to show us that you do, and then we're going to do that. Also, I talked to Kim from Getaway today, yesterday, and I called her. I called her because Lewis was making a. If you guys watch this show, you can see the background, which is like all of our shows listed. It looks like the Disney Plus home screen. Lewis is creating a sticker. That's about half the size of a bumper sticker that is going to have every single show on it, all of our sponsors on it, and each one will pull off. So each sticker will pull off. It's going to be badass. The idea is amazing. I can't wait to do that. We're going to be giving those out.
But with an additional show.
Yes. So
Is it going to be the new teal?
The Hulu teal.
Oh yeah, you gotta make it teal
now.
You gotta make it teal now.
But I will call. But I called Kim to verify. I called Kim to make sure that we could use her logo because obviously they're a big company. I didn't want to just put their logo on. And I asked her. I said, "Hey Kim, would you guys mind donating?" And I said, "You can say no, and I would totally understand that. I appreciate that." And I said, "Would you guys mind donating $100 travel credit?"
Credit. Yeah.
Towards Getaway. She goes, "No, but I'll do a $500 one."
Mm. Wow. Whoa.
So, awesome. So completely blew me away. So how about we do two $250 ones? So we're going to be giving away two $250 travel credits to Getaway today. You got to come to our booth. You got to show us that you follow us.
Are we eligible? The host?
You should be eligible. It'll be fun. It's going to be a good time. Rogue City Comic Con. Tyler, we're going to see you there, buddy. Can we answer entertainer's question? What is it?
Will we get to my questions about the Pirates of the Caribbean reboot and the Dead Men Tell No Tales cliffhanger in the ending credits?
No.
Do any of you wish
honestly, that they had resolved that cliffhanger? I don't remember. They are not going to resolve that cliffhanger because Johnny Depp is not coming back. Bet you anything Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley are going to be busy. Jerry Bruckheimer already said that because he's rebooting it is because he doesn't have to wait on any of the other actors. I read that today. And also, I wanted Johnny Depp to get the ending for Jack Sparrow that he wanted. And Disney is not letting that happen. So I'm not that interested.
Disney not yet collected a million votes to apologize to Johnny Depp.
At this point, I think the Pirates franchise is just done.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's dead because you don't have that franchise without Johnny or Orlando or Kira, because we saw it with Stranger Tides, and that's the worst one.
I absolutely agree, Courtney.
Agreed.
Hey, can we do one of the Where in the Park clues before we do a Where in the Park break?
No, because what we're going to do is we're going to do both commercials back to back.
If you smell the sparrow, it's cooking.
So do you not want to do the Where in the Park card first?
We're going to do them when we get back. We're going to play all the games when we get back. I'm going to do a Where in the Park commercial and a Get to Know Getaway today. That's about a 3-minute break. So all y'all right.
Everybody has enough time to do their business. So
we'll be right back. Well, we talked about literally nothing for 40 minutes. So
our sponsors love that this is the bathroom break. Yeah.
Let's go.
I got it. You ready? Let's hear from Where in the Park.
Okay.
Where in the Park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparkcom/waltzaptpodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/waltzaptpodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on Earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last-minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
That was a nice little break. Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Those of you who are still joining us, thank you. We appreciate that.
Also, if you're joining us on Facebook and you have not given us a like, a heart, or we've gotten a couple laugh reactions today because we are kind of funny. go ahead and give us one of those reactions if you're watching us on Facebook. If you're watching us on YouTube or Twitch or wherever the hell else we stream, go ahead and share us out to your friends so they can join us. No, no, laughing just means people think that we're funny.
Well, it's Jeremy and Carson that think that, so thank you.
Well, hi, Jeremy and Carson.
Real quick, before we get into our games, I have one thing to say, and we're not going to dive into this really quick. Nice try, Ron DeSantis. Anyway, let's move on to let's move on to our next thing. We have some hello there, Jeremy Danger.
Hello there.
I mean, how do you want to? I mean,
somebody's strong name.
Someone is channeling his Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Jeremy Danger Dean.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We can go.
Jeremy Danger Dean.
Sorry, I was just going with a very white voice.
Man, I'm so excited to be back. You're like, the show's been an hour long and we haven't played one game.
New viewers and listeners, Sean's been really busy over the last couple of months. So we're just all getting back together and
they're like, what the fuck are we doing this for? Why is
apparently we're really funny when we're all together.
Yeah. But to be fair, Jamie Danger Dean, aka my friend here, they know a little bit about what we're doing. So I'm gonna leave it at that. But
wait till you see us in Medford.
Everybody else hush. Yes, wait till you see us in Medford. I'm actually a lot more quiet in person than I am in real life.
And taller.
I am.
Can we talk?
No, Sean, actually, that was the first thing Sean said to me. He goes, you're a lot taller than I thought you'd be.
I'm 5'11".
I want to play a game.
And Sam is like 5'10". I'm like, holy shit, you're like the same height as me. What the hell?
I'm 5'9".
Whatever. Gosh. Anyway.
Let's play some games.
Louis left. I think Louis left.
Louis is right there.
Sorry, buddy. There. It's a diabetes. My glasses.
Louis in the middle of a Joey and Sean sandwich.
Well, we really do see our boards differently.
We do, because I just saw Louis.
What the fuck?
I just saw, like, right now, Louis is underneath Sean next to
him. Who's in the middle for you guys?
Kevin and
I moved him right now
because Courtney.
It's Louis. He's not saying shit. He's just sitting there moving people around.
No, I'm moving it. I am because Courtney and Joey belong together.
As long as Kevin and Amanda's in the middle, we're good.
Wait, what happened? I need Sean on one side of me and Kelly on the other side of me.
Did I get demoted? What the hell?
No. It's an extra magic hour thing.
Kevin and Amanda are like, we worked hard to come up with these cards. Are you bastards going to put them up or are we going to sell them?
We would love that.
No, we need to play the game. I want to play the game.
Let's play the game.
Okay, are we ready to play the game?
What game is that? Yes. Is that Where in the Park?
Okay.
This is different. This is Where in the Park Was It?
Yes, we're switching things up this week.
The old one.
This is going to be really hard for me.
These are all from the parks. You just have to guess where they were.
These are from Disneyland and Disney California Adventure.
I'm fucking screwed.
No, you're not.
Perfect.
Because they have hints, so stop.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play this game.
We're in the park.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one's fired up.
Yeah, it's fired up in order, Sean.
Oh.
We can't present ourselves.
Are they down here?
And entertainer, I like that cliffhanger too, so bummer.
That's but it'll sucks
that they're not going to give it to us. Yeah.
Oh,
ooh, ooh. Okay.
Okay. So nice for our listeners, it is a square. It has a little ink bottle in the middle, and around it, it says Loyal Knights of the Inkwell with a pin and a paintbrush, kind of doing like a X across the square. Yeah. So where in the park was this?
Also, Amanda, don't forget to tell the listeners where in the park this was. Go ahead.
Well, because it's a Disneyland one.
No, I'm going to tell you. This is from Disneyland. What I personally, know about this.
I try. I try.
He's trying to get the answer.
I don't know. I was actually. I don't know where this is.
Lewis should know exactly where this is since he's obsessed.
Oh, actually. Okay, so we know it's Toontown then.
Louis, do you know?
Well, Sam knows.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, this is the entrance. It's one of the little like courts of arms signs right by the counter clock.
Where?
Perfect.
It's actually it above the gates of Toontown. It's
above
the gates of Toontown. Is Sam cheating?
Sam's not cheating.
Okay, oh, up on cheating. The sign.
Yeah.
I have had to do so much research on Toontown Square because of Lewis's obsession with it that I have this ability.
What is the clue anyway? If you guys don't know, we're joking around having fun. Kevin and Amanda, their business is called wearinthepark.com. It is a theme park scavenger hunt game. You can actually pull these cards out when you are in the park and say, oh my gosh. And try to find these things in the park. And it's just the coolest thing. And they give you clues as well. So, like, for example, if Lewis didn't know that, what would the clue be for this one?
Yeah.
Well, for this one, we wrote down, this cartoonish sign is welcoming. Or sure is welcoming. Hopefully you have trained yourself well and know where this image used to be.
Perfect. Perfect.
Right under the railroad.
It welcomes you into the Cartoon Town, which is Toontown Square. It welcomes you into Toontown Square. It's in the welcoming sign.
And I'm just wondering, is the Inkwell, did they have something to do with like the whole like Epic Mickey game too? I don't know.
This was here long before that game, I believe.
Well, yeah, it probably has more to do with
They actually made a pin of this. They actually made a pin of this, but it looked different than that. So that's why I recognized it. It wasn't as like the neon green color that you guys had. It was like a more of a whitewashed color, like a sage green type color.
So for those who don't speak Southern dialect, they made a pin of this. So just so you know,
there's also the ink and paint store right next to Pluto's Grocery Mart. There's a whole store where it says ink and paint. So,
right, and you do what you're doing there.
It's a nod to the inkers of for animation.
When they made the cartoons, the
animation. Yeah. Well, honestly, that's where I think of ink and animation. I think of the Animaniacs. Is that awful? It's not Disney, but
We're Animaniacs. We got baloney in our sack.
Marissa says hi, Sam.
Hey, Rissa. Hi.
Rissa, how the fish biting tonight, girl?
Listen, so Rissa is part of CNM Jigs, who I like hyped up in my live tonight. I was throwing their CNM Jigs.
You got to slow down with that Southern accent sometimes.
CNM Jigs.
CNM Jigs, which was what I was throwing on the creek tonight.
Oh, the Indiana
wire Wi-Fi was not with you.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi was bad.
Sam, do you ever
catch? Yeah, I hope you have a translator for your project.
Listen, throwing cookies and creams on the creek tonight. Oh my gosh, I can't stand you. I hate you guys.
Do you ever catch
fish?
I love
you, but I hate you at the same time.
We love you, Sam.
You ever catch fish on your lives?
Yes.
Do you eat them?
She was out there fishing on live the other night, weren't you?
Sometimes. Yeah. It depends. Like crappie are really good to turn into. We'll talk about this off live, Sean.
Well, I'm on a roll, so let's do the next one.
David's crushing it.
David's already good. David's winning.
I almost had that one.
Join one of my lives, Sean.
Telephone.
You know what? Sean never joins
Bugs Land. Is this?
That's Bugs Land. Yeah, right above.
Was this part of the segregated Disneyland?
It was the back.
It was Bugs Land.
This was back in the 1960s.
It was Bugs Land, wasn't it? Yeah, because that's the soda can top. So.
Yeah, by the bathrooms.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Which is the only building remaining from Bugs Land still in Adventures Campus is the bathroom building.
Yeah.
But it's what was.
I love that Sam says facts and agrees with us. She has no idea because she hasn't been there.
Hey, the theater's still there.
Bugs Land is no longer there.
I got the last one right, God damn it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
So is this the sign on the bathroom?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bugs Land?
We don't mess around. Good job, David.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. David, you got it right from the beginning.
He said the segregated
bathroom. But what's the hint? I want to hear what the hint was.
What's the clue?
The clue for this one, this is like if you know, you know, but it is this image bugging you? It sure is nothing to sneeze at.
Sneeze.
I love the
clues. Who's the creative mind behind the clues? It can't be both of you. It's one or the other.
It's Amanda.
Sounds like Amanda.
The clues we write together.
That's true.
You can't really write them together. Who writes? Go
ahead. And can you tell, like, new listeners, or like where they get the clues on the cards?
They make them up.
Well, I know, but like,
Amanda. So for somebody who's first opening up the pack and they're not sure what to do, what should they do? Is there a QR code that they should scan first?
I think Lewis is best apt to answer this question. Lou, what is in the game pack right when you open it?
So right when you open it, you get a whole card on instructions on how to do stuff. Let's see what you get there. Thanks.
Appreciate
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
For those who don't know, Lewis has a game pack, and you know, we asked for feedback, and you know, especially because he has, you know, small kids and everything, and we thought that's great feedback. You know, family going together at Disneyland. Awesome. He gives us some feedback. And immediately we go, well, that would have been answered if you picked up the instructions and had it right there. And then also there's the card before the images, the card in front says scan before playing, real big with a QR code. And all of your answers would have been, like, your questions would have been answered right there.
Did you just throw those cards away, or what happened?
No, so what happened was,
he thought you already knew how to play.
Exactly. He said, I fucked up.
I opened them real quick, grabbed the image ones that I saw, and we tried to start playing. And then, well, yeah, I blew it.
If it could have played,
he thought he already knew how to play because we play in here.
Look, we have kids for a reason. We can throw them under the bus.
Absolutely.
Like Otani.
To say the kids got excited to open the package.
Nice edit.
Louis, which one of your sons had a birthday this week?
Ethan.
I'm worried you had to think about that for a second.
Sometimes I see it. Ruin it.
Well, happy son number one or son number two?
He's the older one, right?
What happened was Lewis didn't know his kids' birthdays, and he didn't know how to play Where in the Park.
Hey, can I make one suggestion for your Where in the Park game?
Of course.
Sure.
Put a really hard stick of gum in there, like baseball cards.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be the coolest thing ever? Like nostalgia? Like, just put like that hard, flat piece of gum.
It has to be stale, though. It can't be fresh.
It has to be stale. Yeah, it can't be fresh.
Like Fruit Stripe.
Fruit Stripe would be great.
With like the zebra.
Yeah, the Fruit Stripes, the zebra one.
No, I was listening to a podcast. It's a baseball podcast, No Filter. And they, every other episode, they open up a pack of like 87 tops. And two of the dudes actually ate the gum that was in the pack.
I mean, not gonna lie, I'd probably do it.
I did it with a Trump pack.
I'm sorry?
Great idea, right? The gum.
There might be laws against that these days. We're not really sure.
All royalties at the
gum. Grandpa Keith knows. Ethan is 10 years old.
I mean, technically, I don't think they can consider that food. So happy birthday, Ethan.
Maybe.
Gum doesn't expire, so you know.
Yeah, it was crunchy.
We got one more of these. Let's knock it out here real quick. Let's see what we got.
Let's go.
Dude, churro gum.
Oh.
Where the park was
Disneyland.
That looks like an amoeba.
Is that over by Ariel's Garotto where she would meet and greet?
Well, that makes sense. No,
it's a good guess, but nope.
That's in DCA.
Yeah,
right?
That makes sense, but no.
No, but it used to be in Disneyland where people
it used to be in Disneyland.
Oh, right here, yeah. Disneyland Park.
I don't even know what that is.
Ariel's Grotto used to be at Disneyland. It used to be where Pixie Hollow is.
Well, what would be an
Is that part of the fact? Sea Serpent from the old submarine?
Small World. I think that's in Small World.
It's not in Small World.
It's by Small World, I meant.
It is not by Small World.
It's near Disneyland and Small World.
Kim says we don't need to add another piece.
It's in California, damn it.
Good job, David.
Thank you.
Really David wins. It's in California.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait for that Mouse Dudes episode.
Is it part of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
It is not.
It looks like a little, like...
A part of the little boats that used to be, like, next to the Matterhorn?
It is not.
Hey,
I thought that was, like, the scale of the...
And this is a photo that we took, just to be clear.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, so it's
but it's not there anymore.
Not there anymore. No, we took it back.
It's in a restaurant.
Okay, back when? I don't want to hear.
Oh gosh, I don't know. It was a few years ago.
Okay, so it wasn't taken at Van Eaton. Okay.
Hey, is it Aladdin's Oasis?
That'd be a good idea.
Hey,
check out Lou.
Oh, Louis!
Look at the big brain on
Aladdin's Oasis.
He's on fire tonight.
He read that instruction on that one.
Probably not.
Does not look like anything in Aladdin's.
Nah, he's just lucky.
What's the clue?
That's a clue. Yeah.
Oh, the hint on this one was, it will be an adventure to find this image hidden away in plain sight.
Okay.
That did nothing for me. I'm sorry.
It gave me a clue of adventure.
Okay, real quick, Will.
Yeah. I don't know if that would have.
Been.
Oh, because it's the tropical hideaway now.
Right. Yeah,
that's right.
Tropical hideaway.
Now, okay, where they tell us. Let's real quick. We'll watch this here. This is proof of where all these were.
Oh, nice.
Wait, we gotta wait.
This is where it was, and then this is the transition, and this is what it looks like now.
Ah, okay.
And here's the next one.
In the back.
There you go.
Okay. This is where the bzz, 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 bzz,
bzz, bzz. Wow. Top right over there is where it was.
It's a storm.
All right, the bathroom, man.
Are we watching? Wait, are we ready for the next one? We're not ready for this. Oh,
there you go.
It's, around, it's around.
Oh wow!
The entrance to Tropical Hideaway.
Yeah. Right by the magic carpet.
Oh, yeah, the carpet. Yeah. It was over the magic carpet before.
Yeah.
I forgot that it was enclosed like that.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I honestly have not looked at videos of it in forever.
It looks so much better now. Just saying.
It does.
I agree.
So do
Tropical
I.
Tropical Hideaway is awesome.
It looks more open. I did like the Aladdin show, but they hadn't done it in years.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So we have went way over on, you know, D23 and Rogue Comic Con talk.
Don't think our fans are complaining.
I'm not. Do we want to play?
We're only at the beginning of D23 talk, too.
Do we want to
play? Yeah, I know, right?
A game of, I know Lewis came up with a game about finishing the line, which will probably be quicker than the Jeopardy one. So do you want to finish this line and we'll wrap it up?
Yeah, because that didn't matter nothing.
Okay, thanks, Joey.
Joey, you're perfectly fine, and Sean can suck it.
I was watching X-Men. Sorry.
Whoa, okay.
Whoa.
Wow.
As he put something in his mouth, it is what it is.
Chocolate-covered raisins.
Ooh.
Love it.
Diabetic's dream. Let's go.
Keith said keep going.
Let's go.
Keith. All right.
Well, keep going.
Just grab Keith.
Keep going.
So I had to change it a little bit just so that way there wasn't a lot of dead air time. So, the way it's going to work is there's a line that I'm going to put on the screen. You're going to let me know which character said it, okay? So it's a little simpler.
So would you shout it out or?
Wanda!
Yeah, he's going to shout it out.
Okay.
We got, the first one says, I can bring you in hot or I can
Mandalorian.
Bring
you in.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Or the random. Or the random pilot in season two.
Oh
yeah, he does.
I mean, I'm all right with that too.
Okay, if
but
we're doing
I'm
that,
pretty sure it was the Mandalorian
and the and Force be with you.
Never mind.
That's a good one.
Also with you.
How is never as important as why?
Yoda.
That sounds like Yoda.
Sounds like Mary Poppins.
It's not backwards. It's not Yoda.
Yeah.
Oh, Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
Nope.
Ah, damn.
That's a great quote, though.
Can you tell us the
Vision? Is it Vision?
It's Marvel.
There's no Vision.
Way.
Wanda.
Not Vision. Wait, it's Captain America.
Doctor Strange?
Nope, nope.
Is it Wanda?
Iron Man.
Nope, nope.
Is it Wanda?
Definitely not Wanda.
Nope.
No. How is never as important as Wanda?
Loki.
Is it Rocket?
Nope.
Loki?
Was it Thanos?
Nope.
The High Evolutionary.
Nope.
There's too many characters in Marvel.
How is never as
important?
Star-Lord?
Wait.
Lola.
Oh, what's her name? Lola. Lila. Nope. The little creature. Lila?
Tigger is not smart. Oh, the raccoon that you've been drawing for 4 days.
Nope.
I already said Rocket. He said no.
We need the raccoon.
No, the little badger.
What phase? Yeah. What phase?
The badger. The sad badger in the cage.
Is it Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, some movie.
I think it's phase four.
Ant-Man.
What movie?
Deadpool.
Oh, is it Moon Knight?
Namor.
Wade Wilson.
Give us a fucking clue, damn it.
Namor's Thangy Thang.
That one was
Thank you,
that one is when Killmonger sees Shuri in the
in Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
I was closest. I said to
I would never
from,
say that.
It's the first. It's the first line. It's the first line that she said. She asks Killmonger. She says, "How?" He's like, "How is never as important as why?"
Yes, when she's like, "Why did you here instead of my dad?"
That's a good line
for my brother.
All right.
I mean, say like, hi, auntie.
Let's see how Lewis is coming.
Hi, auntie. I love that part.
I want to.
Hey, auntie.
Oh, what? Come on. He doesn't like my landscaping.
Edward Scissorhands.
She-Hulk. That was She-Hulk.
Nope.
On that date? Yeah. She-Hulk.
How's now,
nope. I'm reading this in a very vague voice, too, so just bear with me.
He doesn't like my landscaping.
Is it Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars? Can you tell us that?
Let me look it up.
Is that like 70?
You have to look it up.
How do you put them down without knowing what?
Is it Gus? Is it Gus?
I know what movie it's from, but I was making sure which property.
The Apple Dumpling Gang?
How? What?
Freaky Friday?
You need to check the property?
It's from Pixar.
Herbie?
I was going to say
Pixar movie.
Coco doesn't like my landscaping, so probably.
What's the ooh? I know this.
The Incredibles.
Oh, Cars.
No. The recent one came out.
Elemental.
Yeah, with the family, with the powers.
Incredibles.
No.
The Mexican family.
Encanto.
Right.
That's not Pixar.
Is it Luisa?
It's not Pixar. Encanto's not Pixar. That's Walt Pixar. Disney Studios. No,
Luca? I don't know. I didn't know that.
There's going to be like Luca. Good dinosaurs.
Your kids are obsessed
isn't it?
With Luca. Is it Luca?
Is it that damn bear show you like? That bear movie you like?
No one else does. Bear necessities. The simple bear.
Cocaine bear.
I don't know.
No,
you mean Brother bear?
He loves that movie.
Wait, is this Toy Story?
Or is this that Tigger? Oh, what? Come on. He doesn't like my
landscaping. Have we even said the movie yet,
Lou? You guys have said the movie.
Bastard.
Oh, well, they said like 1,000 movies. So.
Okay, well, yeah.
Let's help us. No, you guys
are
narrowing
down the
characters.
I can't remember the characters. I can't narrow down the characters if I don't know the movie.
Is it The Incredibles? Is it The Incredibles?
No.
Is it the Pooh movie?
Is it Elemental?
Is it Wally?
Is it Up?
Fuck no.
Is it Up?
Wait, is it Encanto? And you just got it screwed up?
Nope.
Encanto is not Pixar. Because
it's Shrek, isn't it? You Universal fanboy.
Is it Universal? Is it Universal?
Yeah, are you confused? King Kong vs. Godzilla, episode 43.
That's right, IP.
Kung Fu Panda.
Louis, tell us. It sounds.
I can't tell you the movie because it's until you run away who the character
is. Then just tell us. We can't get it.
I give up.
All right, it's Claude.
It's what?
The little plant guy from Elemental where he tells Amber.
Well, you could have said it was Elemental. I would have never did the plant guy.
I know. Nobody thinks of him.
He doesn't have a name. Claude? Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Claude, yeah.
I didn't know his name was Claude.
Ember. Nobody else in that movie.
Lewis, why do you have to be so weird?
Oh, you're one to talk. That's crazy.
I am one to talk. And I'm going to call you weird every chance that I get to call you weird because I'm proud to be weird.
Hey, out here acting like you're
Here's my impression right now. I've been working on this for 5 seconds. All right. He says, yes, sir. It's the third army man in Toy Story that salutes the – that's who said that.
Yep.
All right. It's crazy.
It brings that weirdness.
All
right, let's see if you guys know this one then. Probably not at this rate, but we'll try. you have no confidence, Lewis.
But I don't want to talk about
Timon.
It.
Come on.
Good.
Come on.
You don't want to hear about it. Listen, I hear this from people multiple times a week.
Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Zoe, you got it, see?
Come on.
To Simba. Yeah.
All right.
She's weird, but that's why we like her. And honestly, Lewis can't say shit because we have the same brain. We literally start typing the same things at the same time.
That's scary.
Hey, Keith, who's we?
Oh, it's your dearly devoted schoolmate.
Who the hell removed you from the live?
It's your dearly devoted old schoolmate.
Oh. This is probably the hardest one out of all of them.
Soul.
Oh, really? No.
Onward.
Monsters University.
Go Solar way back.
Onward. Way back. Okay.
Gus, the field goal kicking mule.
Michael Banks.
Oh, wow. Nope. Give us the decade that this
Jim Hawkins.
High School Musical.
What decade this was?
Sharpay Evans.
This
is Walt's era.
Walt's era. Okay. Is it Summer Magic?
Nope.
Is it the Mickey Mouse Club?
Live action or animated?
Is it Annette Funicello?
Disney
animated classic.
Pinocchio.
Arthur, Wart,
Sleeping Beauty. Is it Ichabod?
Fantasia?
Ichabod?
Nope.
Snow White?
Nope.
Schoolmate?
Steamboat Willie?
She wasn't old enough to go to school. What are you talking about, Sean?
Alice?
I narrowed down some more. The character is a male. Uh-huh. At least identified as a male in the film for anybody that's listening that doesn't want to play that card.
It's from Cruella.
It's Honest John. From Pinocchio.
Beauty and the Beast.
Thomas O'Malley.
No, that's not Walt's time.
Cat Cat.
The Alley Cat.
Bambi?
It's Christopher Anita. Robin.
It's 101 Dalmatians.
It's Anita. Anita and Cruella were schoolmates.
Yeah, they
Roger.
Were.
Roger, there it is.
Teamwork. Teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Last one. Here we go.
Last one.
You make it so they forget the most beautiful part of themselves.
Oh, Thanos. No. Wish. This is from Wish. No, it's from Wish.
Yes, it is. It's Asha from Wish.
It's Asha
from Wish.
Asha from Wish.
Watch that someday.
I got one. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Marty Scalar.
Walt Disney. Marty wrote it because Walt never said it.
Fun fact, I almost got that tattooed on my arm instead of this one. Then I found out it wasn't an actual Walt quote.
I have it on my desk, actually.
Hey, I got one.
Wait, I want to know what's actually on Joey's arm.
It says it's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Hey, in Arabic. Check you're fired. Who did that one?
Elton John.
Elton John. For sure, Elton John.
Yeah.
Elton John. Sorry, sir. You're fired.
He sang it to Crocodile Rock. I remember when you had a job. Get the hell out of here, you stupid slob.
I'm taking back over because I did such a shitty job the first time. I'm going to mess it up again. And here we are today in 2024. I'm Bob Iger, and I'm
holding closer. Bob Iger,
he's trying to fix everything.
He's trying to fix everything.
But honestly, Bob Chapek was also trying to fix the things that Bob Iger did the first time.
And we're still trying to fix those things.
It didn't need to be fixed.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
Here's one you'll never get.
Wait, I just got some dust in my eye. Got some dust in my eye.
All right, I've been working on this one. All right, who says this quote? I don't have a southern twang, y'all.
Sam!
Boom! All right.
TikTok, they've started. So my best friend's TikTok, her name is Christina, and she's from South Carolina. So she has a twang twang. So they call her Big Twang, and they
would
call
you say
a
twangy twang?
She has a twangy twang. So they call her Big Twang, and they call me Little Twang now.
Little Twang?
Because of y'all.
I don't know if that's better.
They call it because of y'all.
Oh,
Jen even said Sam.
I forgot to mention something.
What?
So Walt's Apartment Season 4 started in August of 2023. This show right here is our 100th episode of Season 4 already.
Yay.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Bravo,
crazy
team.
Yeah. Wow. Bah, 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 bah. Do we have anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, where can we find you on all the social medias?
You can find me at Kelly Turkel on Instagram.
All right. Recently birthdayed Kelly. Yeah.
Okay. And then Lou, tell me where we can find you on social media.
You can find me at Sunken City Designs on Instagram and my website, sunkencitydesign.com.
Yes, man. Hey, I'm really excited for you. Thank you for all that energy right there. Appreciate it.
I'll do it for him. Hey, you can find our co-host Bestie for the Resties at Sunken City Designs on Instagram and at his website, sunkencitydesigns.com.
It's design,
not design. Hey, little twang.
Little twang said it a little weird, but whatever.
All right, so Kevin and Amanda, they're like, you know, we love being part of this, but we really get to talk. I apologize, guys, but you guys are awesome.
They do fantastic on Imagine That. They have such incredible input there when the rest of us with our giant mouths stop talking.
I will say, Amanda, thank you for getting this show back on the rails a little bit tonight. I appreciate that. Because I said like 10 times we play a game and they just kept ignoring me. Because
she's really, really good at that.
Yeah, like you just didn't roll right over that.
Fair. Kevin, Amanda, where can we find you guys besides in the parks?
We're at whereintheparks.com and at whereinthepark on all of your social medias.
What about your personal ones? You want to put those out there so everyone can follow you and like
God,
you?
No.
Not really.
Kevin's like, I'd rather not.
He'll be so bored with mine at least.
Yeah, appreciate you guys so much. Oh, I also have to mention our little podcast battle. So our podcast battle, we made it to the final four. We did that with all of your guys' help, and we appreciate that. We lost in the round of the final four by 2 votes.
And I messaged Dempsey. I voted all my sites.
Joey's at like 12
Joey,
sites.
No, it wasn't you. It was Dempsey. I'm blaming Dempsey from the Disinsider. I messaged Dempsey. He responds to me 2 days later, and he goes, girl, you should have texted me, because I would have voted for y'all.
Yeah, well, I'm okay with it because we lost by 2 votes, which is gonna hurt. We lost by 2 votes to the winner of the podcast battle, so that's pretty cool.
I think it's a great podcast too. I'm not.
I know, Joey. You've told us that 10 times. You think it's great? Great friends.
We really think this is your fault.
Shout out to the Jungle Skipper and all that stuff. I know, Joey. I think your votes went to them, Joey. Yep. I blame you for this loss.
I did no collusion. I voted for family.
There's no proof. Are they your family too?
No.
I voted for him. I voted for Wall. I voted for every show here. So don't go give me this shit, okay? I'm tired of this. I don't want this. Okay?
I'm tired of your bullshit. Nah, I'm just playing with you. 2 votes.
Don't you put that on me, Sean. Why'd you do that to me?
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Come on, Jack. It's such a good movie when he said, don't you put that on me. Michael Clark Duncan. No shit, man.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, you guys.
Okay, Joey, where can we find you on social media? I mean, you have like 14 Instagrams.
14 of them, yeah.
I just go to jpity23. It has the links to everything. And then my spicy link is eggs on burgers. So check that out. And it's on sale for $4.99 right now.
$4.99.
Yeah, I ain't giving that out.
Yeah. I gotta pay for D23. So
there you go. It's just OnlyFans of eggs on burgers. That's just all it is. It's just different eggs, scrambled eggs.
Yeah, right. Look at that yoke running down that 100% Angus beef and cheese.
Oh my god.
For an extra picture.
So, David, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me in TikTok jail for now, but when I'm out of TikTok jail, you'll find me on Sam's Live making fun of her southern accent every day. So,
what you doing to get in jail?
Probably making fun of me.
It's a long story.
Probably harassment.
Yeah, my 12,000 followers know what I did, but yeah.
Wait, you have 12,000 followers?
12.5, yeah.
How the hell? Wait, that's a bro. My 4.5.
People like dumb dad stuff, so that's what I do. I give the people what they want.
But apparently it got you in TikTok jail.
Yeah, it did. It did.
My week is white gorilla. We should work together.
It's too early to talk about P. Diddy in certain ways. So.
Yeah. Oh, P. Diddy. Oh, okay. Wow.
That's what got you in TikTok jail. Got it.
I got in TikTok jail. You
believe P. Diddy and yeah.
I got in TikTok jail for sitting in my car and not.
Did you not release a fish after you caught it?
I was sitting in my car and not driving. But you can find me at Sammy_MLO pretty much everywhere on the internet. So there you go. There's that.
What about you, Courtney?
Well, you can either find me at CLT8635 or at Neverland Clubhouse Pod, because I run that. So you can follow me there, or you can find me and Jesse at Elements of Fun on YouTube.
Is that just Courtney Lee Turkell? Is that what that means?
What? Courtney Lynn.
Courtney Lynn.
Courtney Lynn.
Courtney Lynn.
A good guess.
Yeah.
Good guess. And so,
what?
Lee was a good guess.
Lee was a good guess, yeah, but it's Lynn. With great, two N's. Name. Like Madison with two N's, but not where you think.
Took me a while.
Anything else?
But we just put up our Disney Channel Night video, me and Kelly, from our fun time at the After Dark event. So you can find that at Elements of Fun.
Didn't miss anyone, did we?
Did everybody plug their socials?
Yeah,
I think so.
Sean, you did not.
You can find Sean on mugshots.
Oh, he's got fireworks now, too.
Medford mugshots.
Check in with the TO officer.
Right.
Medford mugshots, for Medford. Sure.
Dude, Medford mugshots was a thing. It was the coolest thing in the world, man.
He got more traction than those than the high school reunion site. So,
Kelly, do one thumb.
You can find me.
It did happen at one point.
On Instagram. You can email us at waltzdepartmentpodcast@gmail.com. My personal Instagram is, I think, Big Papa Disney.
Big Papa Disney.
Go ahead, Joey. What's Sean's personal? Hey, don't forget Daniel, where you can find him.
The White Gorilla.
The White Gorilla.
All right, guys. Take it down! That was perfect. End this damn thing. Wait, Kevin has a question. Even if the couple investors gets on Disney board, not going to change anything. Bob Iger and the board members going to have the final say. Yeah, I don't really think anything's going to happen there. But
I think Bob Iger.
You're not going to get those seats.
Bobby Iger's got lots of support.
Pelts can go to hell.
Yep. We hope
you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment.
Yes, indeed.
Don't forget. Eggs on burgers.
Come to this happy place. Welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America. with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Damn, I've missed this. See you next time.
All right, y'all.